In a House Science, Space, and Technology Committee hearing on climate change, under questioning by Mo Brooks, Alabama District 5, four members of a bipartisan panel of climate science experts all admitted that humans are not responsible for the Earth's global warming that has occurred over the past 20,000 years. Why the past 20,000 years? Because that is when the Earth's last glacial maximum occurred. The point is, well, the points are these. Average global temperatures were roughly 11 degrees Fahrenheit colder than they are today, 20,000 years ago. Stated differently, global temperatures have risen on average 0.5 degree Fahrenheit every 100 years for the past 20,000 years. Sea levels were roughly 410 feet lower 20,000 years ago than they are today. This is according to the United States Geological Survey, which the global warming crowd loves and cites often. Stating this a different way, sea levels have risen on average roughly 2 feet per century over the past 20,000 years, roughly double the global warming advocates' claimed average sea level rise of 1 foot per century since 1993. Almost all of Canada, almost all of Northern Europe, and almost all of America north of the Missouri and Ohio rivers, east of New York City, were under glacial ice and uninhabitable 20,000 years ago. The gist of the experts' opinions is that the Earth was too lightly populated by humans to make humanity responsible for the warming that's been going on for 20,000 years. This is one of the most brilliant ways of nuking this entire silly notion that man is destroying the planet that I have ever seen. It points out the last glacial maximum 20,000 years ago, New York City, most of America north of the Missouri and Ohio rivers was uninhabitable because it was under ice. For 20,000 years, we have been warming. Sea levels have been rising. Parts of the world that were uninhabitable have become habitable. They have become filled with vegetation and agriculture. Areas that were no longer useless are now feeding entire populations. This warming has been going on 20,000 years, and there hasn't been any enough activity by man to be responsible for it at all. There weren't enough human beings on the planet 20,000 years ago to affect any kind of change, according to current theories, which are bogus, such as industrialization, the output of CO2s, the driving of SUVs, and everything else they claim that we're doing now that destroys the planet. If the Earth has been in a warming trend, and it's obviously been in one, if we had the last glacial maximum 20,000 years ago and we're not under ice now, we've obviously been dealing with a lot of warming. 20,000 years, that's a long time. People can't comprehend it because the lifespan's 85. 20,000 years. But the fact of the matter is the Earth has been warming for 20,000 years. Man's had nothing to do with it. Now, all of a sudden, the warming continues as it has been, and here come a bunch of left-wing liberal Democrat partisans and charlatans who want to now claim that all of this is the result of man-made activity going back to the industrial age. It's bogus. I love this way that Mo Brooks did this to illustrate this. Now, this is a press release. It got picked up on a couple of websites, but it's not going to go mainstream because it nukes the entire political premise of climate change. So, of course, it's not going to be widely distributed or broadcast. It's going to be shelved and ignored. But I want you to know about it because this is, we're always looking at ways to persuade people here. We're always looking at ways to cut through this stupidity, to cut through this ignorance. It's a dangerous thing. Education's been corrupted to the point that people aren't being taught anything anymore. They're being indoctrinated. They're being taught to hate. You know, this stupidity and ignorance that I find all over modern-day American journalism also is shrouded in hate. It is a hate-filled and a hate-spread ignorance and stupidity. And the fact that it corrupts the minds of not just the young, but everybody exposed to it is undeniable. And it's a troubling thing. And it's probably one of the, at its root level, one of the greatest troubling things. Because it spans generations. It spans current political issues and climates. No pun intended. Okay, that's that. Quick timeout. We'll come back. And it's Open Line Friday. Start working phone calls in here and the news of the day. So hang on and be tough.
This
back before you know
big
it.
One. Rush on the EIB network.
This is Rush. TwinCitiesNewsTalk.com.